Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Sitting on a bar stool, kind of short and kind of square, threw the foam in his mustache, his voice filled the air. Talking about a state of mind, son. Talking about the state of Jefferson. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill. It's a range full of bells. It's a way of life. Settles in your soul.
Settles in your soul. It does. It settles right in your soul. That's where it stays.
I like that.
Morning, Wynn. How you doing, buddy?
Good morning, Terry. I'm doing well, and you?
Good. Hey, Susie Q, how you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing well.
Good.
Going to keep him out of trouble today, Susie?
I'm going to let it be all up to him. I'm just here. I'm the driver.
You are. The designated driver.
There we go. The designated driver.
That's it. This is Jefferson State of Mind, broadcasting live from KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Where the music is better.
Always. Always sounds better. And we are podcasting, we are streaming live, and we archive. So, folks, if you miss anything, you can go back to KCNR, go to programming, go to the archive, with Jefferson State of Mind. You can listen all the way back to this this program started, what, 6 years ago, 7 years ago?
It's been a while.
About 6 years ago.
Yeah, probably. Yeah,
a while.
Months. It's been a while, yeah.
Yeah, it's been a while. Anyway, so we're here today, and a lot of things going on in the state of Jefferson. But a very interesting week. A lot of things happened. It seems like, I guess the governor now is trying to make up his mind which counties are going to stay open and who's on the watch list. There's a watch list.
Watch list. Yeah, they're watching you.
You know,
Big Brother is watching.
Oh, man. I'm telling you. The more of this stuff that you see, the more of this stuff, it makes it hard to believe.
We're being conditioned, folks. Make no doubt about it.
Incredible. I guess Buster Posey isn't going to play for the San Francisco Giants this year. He's going to take the season off, I heard.
How come?
Well, apparently they adopted some twins or something. And so he's going to stay home
with the family.
I guess, yeah, they got a gob of kids. You know, he's still got that hip issue. I think that's probably a lot of it. But anyway.
Good year to do that.
It is a good year to do that. 60 games coming up. And that'll be it for Major League Baseball.
And for sure they're going to get to play.
Well, maybe. What's for sure in California?
Insanity.
Total insanity.
Derailment on a daily basis. And when you think it isn't going to get any worse, it does.
It does.
In spades.
Unreal.
So that's what's for sure in California.
Now, if you have a question out there, a comment, if you have a question on the state of Jefferson, call in at 605-4567-530, 605-4567. Or any other question you may have about what's going on. But we're really getting to a time now to where we have to kind of hunker down and understand we need to start really getting this done. And there's procedures that over the next couple of weeks we'll be taking. Now, some people say, well, where's Jefferson going? Well, where Jefferson's going is we will be doing some rallies. We'll be doing some town halls. We'll be having some meetings once we figure out how we can do that. One of the problems we have is that a lot of the places we would like to meet at are not allowing groups in there at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And that's sort of that's a bit of an issue. So
no assemblies.
Yeah.
They don't want people to gather in groups.
No.
They're all afraid.
You know, and when you stop and think about it, during the Revolutionary War, they had to deal with the pox, the plague, all kinds of stuff. And
they didn't have vaccines.
No. Well, they actually did. What they do is they put this pox, they take the pox off somebody who was dying and they
give it to
your
you.
Skin.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
That's pretty gross.
Hey, but
well, I guess it got the job done. But, you know, anyway, yeah, I think that you know, we have to be looking at what we can do as far as cyber.
Mm-hmm.
We have to be looking at the internet. There's a lot of things being posted on Facebook, a lot of things being posted, a lot of things being tweeted, a lot of groups to follow. I know that Peggy Hall has been very, very active of late.
Mm-hmm.
As Kirk Euler has, And I got a phone call yesterday from a gentleman in Contra Costa County who is with the Libertarian Party.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently he lived in New Hampshire, and that's where he joined the Libertarian Party, was in New Hampshire, and had some political dealings there, and came here to the Bay Area. I guess that's where Contra Costa is?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. And was calling because they've been watching what we're doing in Jefferson and watching what our platform is, and they just really believe in it. Well, who doesn't believe in liberty? And he's also smart enough to know he's lost the liberty that he did have.
The governor, to answer your question.
Oh, man.
And his cronies.
Terrible. And anyway, you know, Mark Vedder had said it best when he talked about De Leon, and here De Leon just saying, hey, you know, just do whatever you want. We'll have to go to court, and the courts will settle that.
Yeah, sure they will.
That's something else, too. And I think this is a good topic for discussion. What we need to do is start striking back. We had a meeting with the California Rifle and Pistol Association the other night.
That was a very good meeting.
Very good meeting. And our sheriff was there.
Smart people.
Very smart people.
Mm-hmm.
And our sheriff was there, and we talked about things that were issues such as open carry, concealed carry.
Your liberties.
Your liberties.
Your rights.
Your rights. And
your duties.
Your duty. And I think a lot of things that we have to look at is, do our law enforcement officers, are they just towing the line with the status quo? Are they all going to, I mean, one of the issues, and I don't know, this may have some validity to it, maybe not, I don't know. We have 45 states that have open carry.
45, really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, out of 50.
Oh, we went down to 50?
We did. Obama was wrong. It wasn't 57.
Yeah, it went down to 50 now. Did. Oh, great. It Here did. We go.
Well, I just wanted to make you feel better about that. makes fewer people in the House of Representatives, I think. I don't know. Does it? Are they really up to speed, too? I mean,
who knows?
That's a whole different subject. Anyway,
yeah.
Getting back to the open carry situation, you know, a lot of the reasoning was that if people saw people open carrying, then that they would call the police, and the police would have to go there, so it would take up manpower time.
Mm-hmm.
So how do they do that in 45 other states? Isn't it called training and education?
Of the public as
of
well.
Of the public.
Of the
and,
public, yeah.
You know, so really and truly, you know, the issue of open carry, since the sheriff can issue a permit, even though he should never have to have one,
mm-hmm.
he can issue a permit at 26150B2.
I volunteered to have one.
Me too.
Right there in the meeting, I volunteered to have one.
Yeah. Anyway, they have to issue this, and it's in a county of under 200,000, which Shasta County qualifies.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're already doing CCWs, so really and truly, again, it was the issue of, okay, you know, and that was the thing we brought up to the sheriff. You know, the real deal is that if you're, you know, you allow anybody that has a CCW, you should be able to get an open carry, because isn't it about the discernment of when you use the weapon? It's mm-hmm. not about how you carry it. A gal could carry it in a bonnet. Well, maybe a guy carried a bonnet. I don't know. But the point is that it doesn't matter where you carry it. It really is when you use it. That's the discernment you have to have. And so it's like, you know, if you're taking your grandkids out for ice cream, chances are you'll conceal carry.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're walking in Caldwell Park with your grandkids and it's at dusk, you probably should open carry.
Yep.
And we discussed that. And he was open-minded to that idea. The whole point is that we shouldn't even have to be discussing it with our sheriff. He shouldn't even be on the spot. You just should be able to go buy a gun, put it on your hip, and away you go.
He should be dealing with other priorities instead of having to deal with a conversation like this.
Right. Right. But the point is that if you have – so the solution, and I talked to him about this after the meeting, the solution could be is anybody who has a CCW
mm-hmm.
should automatically qualify for a 26150B2 open carry. Because, again, it's the discernment of when you use the weapon. The sheriff doesn't issue a permit on where you carry the weapon. He issues a permit on your discernment.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, really and truly, there's just no argument with that. You know, it fits under California law, again, because we're a county under 200,000. And some people may make the argument, well, it's still only in your county. Well, you know, a lot of people hang out a lot in their own county. You know, and landmass-wise, we have some pretty large landmasses in a lot of the counties we have up here up north.
Yep.
So, you know, when you look at that, I mean, look at Trinity County. It's got, like, you know, just a very few amount of people, but a lot of land, a lot
right.
of land.
Right.
So, you know, when you look at that, you know, there really isn't an excuse. I mean, it really and truly, you know, you would come out, you would explain to the people, hey, this is what we're doing. This is, you know, I mean, this just, it makes me crazy. I just have a hard time fathoming the control situation. Imagine stopping.
Well, the big thing is all they need to do is have an educational program to a mass media release, if you will, a blitz, letting people know, okay, in 30 days, this is what's going to be happening here in Shasta County. And we respect that and so forth. And they can show that they're supporting the sovereign citizens of Shasta County, and they're getting behind that. And the sovereign citizens of Shasta County can wrap their heads around this. For those that are, you know, nervous about guns or nervous about seeing people with guns on their hip, they will have time to embrace it, learn about it, understand it before it actually happens, instead of just flipping the switch and doing it overnight. Have a 30-day release on this. We're not talking about releasing it so they can get a lawsuit slammed up against them. That's not it at all. We're talking about this is a fact. This is what's going to be happening, and this is going to be happening on X date. So just know that it's going to happen come hell or high water or both, so that we can educate everybody here. And other counties will follow suit. Once they see somebody else stand up and be the strong man and be the people with the intestinal fortitude, they're going to follow suit. So you know that it can and will happen. So that's what needs to happen here in Shasta County.
You know, and you're so right about that, Wynn. That's a great point. We're going to have to go off to our first break here, but that's a great point, Wynn. Time has come, my good friend.
For 51.
Let's get it done.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading. Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dickus.
California lawmakers created a new statute in 2018 preventing public employers from disparaging unions. The statute was designed to undercut the 2018 Supreme Court Janus decision, which gave public employees an opt-out right from paying any union dues. Now, seven elected officials in California are suing the California Public Employment Relations Board for violating their First Amendment rights of free speech. Well, Pacific Justice Institute will provide free legal help to any employees who, as a matter of conscience, seek to opt out from paying union dues.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at pacificjustice.org. That's pacificjustice.org.
I'm in a hurry to get things done. Oh, I rush and rush until life's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry and don't know why. Don't know why. I have to drive so fast. My car has nothing to prove. It's not you, but it'll do 0 to 60 in 5.2.
No. Yes.
I always feel like I'm in a hurry.
Oh, well, that must come with age.
I guess.
I never feel that way.
That's because you're in the youth group.
The youth group, right, yeah.
You know, you were making a good point about somebody has to stand up and be the champion. The thing that really bothers me is that there really is a very simple out on this thing. If you qualify for a CCW, concealed carry, obviously qualify for an open carry. Again, it's the discernment of when you use it. If the citizenry, like you said, so well put, educate the citizenry. I mean, it's not hard to do. You have everything's accessible to the sheriff. He's got a Facebook page. Everything's accessible. And I think everyone wants our sheriff to succeed. I don't think there's anybody who is, you know, out there saying, gee, we don't want this guy to be a good sheriff. Of course we do.
Of course we do.
You know, yeah. But the idea of, first of all, having to get permission for a for a God-given right to protect your family, I mean, that's insane to begin with. But in this game that we're playing of what permit do you get, what permit don't you get, the out is there for somebody to work toward being a constitutional sheriff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's sort of like a lot of the churches. You know, a lot of the churches wouldn't open until the bigger churches open.
Right.
And I guess the church that we met at, Faith Community Church, is closed again.
Hmm.
Yeah, they were open, and now I guess they're closed again.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah. So I heard that from...
Wait, Faith?
Community Church, yeah.
Yeah, Faith.
Oh. Yeah, yeah, Faith. Faith. Oh, yeah.
Kind of ironic.
That word, doggone. You know, and you stop and think about the churches, and you know what's the deal? I mean,
there've been a couple smaller churches here locally that never did close.
Well, Grace Baptist is open. I know that.
Okay.
And Little Country does a service in the morning at 8:30 a.m. And tonight there's a service in the park.
That's right. 7
o'clock. Get together 7 o'clock.
Caldwell Park.
And
bring your lawn chair.
Bring your lawn chair and your Bible.
Mm-hmm.
You can go out there and mingle with some folks and.
And your open mind.
Mm-hmm. Assemble together as Paul says in Hebrews to do.
Yep.
You know, but to me, again, it goes back to, you know, what your role would be. I know that Chris Ann Hall has been kind of hard on the pastors on that stuff, calling them lily-livered pastors. But, I mean, the thing that throws me is these guys opening up and then closing again.
It's like, psych. Well, and the thing, too, you know, she is married to a pastor, so she gets it.
Oh,
she understands
yeah.
it. So it's not like she's just arbitrarily attacking him. She gets it. She knows what they're supposed to be standing for and what they're supposed to be doing and what they're not doing.
I agree.
She sees things black and white, as you should, in these kinds of things.
Looks like we have Mark Baird on the line. How you doing, Mark?
Morning, Mark.
Mark. Oh, I'm doing okay. How are you guys doing?
Doing well.
Better than we deserve.
So I'm just kind of curious, what did the sheriff say when you told him he needs to issue the 150B2 permit?
Well, after the meeting, after we had this meeting and a lot of this stuff was brought up, and I think we did a good job in bringing it up to him. He talked to me alone, and I met his wife. He wanted me to meet his wife a week ago. We were all standing up for the sheriff because there was a protest with BLM protesting against our sheriff. I won't even get into that right now, maybe a little later in the program. But anyway, we stood up for him, and he appreciated that. But the real deal is that it's just about the courage, and that's what I told him. I said, you could be a champion. I mean, you know, somebody's got to step out and do it. I mean, it's pretty simple. You know, if you're going to issue a CCW, you believe that that person has the discernment and the education and the understanding of when to use the weapon. Who cares whether they carry it? I mean, that's all a matter of common sense. I mean, if you can leave it up to them whether they use a weapon to take a life or not, then I'm sure you can leave it up to them, you know, and you have all the legal resources to it. There's nothing even in the California Constitution or the penal code that stops you from doing that. So you have all the access to that. You can do that. It's not a thing you can't do, and you should do it. If you have a CCW, automatically they should be able to apply for and receive a permit for 26-150B2. And he was listening. But I think the pushback he's getting, Mark, where a lot of these guys are getting pushback, I'm not saying this is right or wrong, I'm just saying this is the pushback. They're getting pushback from the police departments, not from their own guys, and some police departments. I'm sure that there's pushback from RPD not wanting to send or using the excuse of not wanting to send police officers out because, you know, Mary sees this guy walking down the street with an open carry, and now an officer has to be dispatched and blah, 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 blah. I mean, that's an excuse that they're using.
Well, so what did he say?
Well, he said that basically he would consider it, and we would talk again. I don't think there was anybody in that room. It was the California Rifle and Pistol Association. I don't think there was anyone in that room that disagreed with us. Not even a little bit. Not even a little bit.
No.
Yeah, not even a little bit. It's all about discernment, you know. I mean, you said it 100 times, my friend. You've said it 100 times, and that is that we shouldn't need any kind of permit anyway. It's a God-given right.
Right. I mean, we shouldn't. This is a right. It's not a permission. States may not turn rights into permissions, yet the state, yet here we are talking to people about, oh, please, please give us the permit to do something that God gave us the right to do already.
The permit so that you can take it away if you feel so compelled.
Exactly. And then what the permit issuer is, a single state actor with no right of appeal. There's no way to, in other words, if this judgment is arbitrary and capricious, which it is, on the part of all 58 sheriffs in California, because not one single one of them has ever issued one of those permits. And even my own sheriff said, well, I'll think about it. Well, he's been thinking about it for over a year now, and there's no answer coming out of him. And guess what? There never will be, because they're not going to do it. And the reason they're not going to do it is twofold. Number one, their officers will be afraid. Number two, every time some idiot going into the store sees you exercising your Second Amendment right and calls the cops, they're going to send an officer to investigate the situation of you exercising your right. Now, think about the Bill of Rights. Is there any other right that would receive that treatment? In other words, if you stood out in front of Walmart with a sign that says, I have the right to speak freely, come over here and listen to what I have to say, would they dispatch an officer to investigate? Would you need to get a permit from the sheriff? Would the sheriff be able to say no to you? Would all 58 sheriffs be able to say no? What about the right to be secure in your person's houses and property? Do you need to get permission from the government to avoid an illegal search? No, you don't. Do you need the permission to have a defense attorney in trial? Do you need permission to not testify against yourself, self-incrimination? Do you need permission to have a public and speedy trial? Do you need permission to exercise your freedom to religion or your freedom to peacefully assemble to petition the government? Do you need permission from the sheriff to do any of those things? The answer to that's no. And it would be abhorrent to the people of this nation if you had to start getting permission for those things. But yet, the Second Amendment is dependent upon a single state actor, a single state agent with no right of appeal, and has the full backing of all of the weight and force of the state government to deny you access to defend yourself and your family, your community, your state, and your nation. And everybody seems to be okay with that.
Well, you know, I think that, I don't know that everybody's okay with it. I think it's getting, people are certainly...
Nobody's doing anything about it, which means
we try to do something about it the other night.
Well, no, when I say no one, I'm not speaking to any individual. I'm talking to the populace in general. I mean, yes, I know there are some of us that are doing something about it, but not nearly enough, and not very many people seem to care enough to jump on the bandwagon, you know.
Well, I think
there aren't hundreds of thousands of people that are doing something about it.
That's true, and you're absolutely right. And the thing is that, you know, with the California Rifle and Pistol Association, at least this chapter up here, you know, to bring this stuff up and to question, to bring these statements forward. And I mean, the lawsuit thing, we've got to go to a break here pretty quick, but I want to talk to you about the lawsuit thing. I mean, it seems like we want to sue everybody for everything. Oh, I know how we fix this. Let's sue them. I say, why don't we charge them and arrest them? And I think that that's a lot of it. And that we talked about that with the sheriff.
Yep.
We talked about that. We talked about even, you know, we talked about Title 18, Section 242 and 241. You know, the Black Lives Matter thing has been absolutely insane. I don't know if you know this or not, Mark, but they want to investigate the sheriff of Shasta County because they're saying that there are more murders, well, deaths.
Deaths, yes.
Deaths in Shasta County Jail than in any other county in the state. So I want you to kind of mull that one over, and we'll come back right after the break. Stay with us, Mark. If you have a question, it's 530-605-4567, 605-4567, and time has come.
For 51.
Let's get it done.
2, 3, 4.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency child care, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
Read, imagine, learn with Shasta Public Libraries. Summer Blast is live at the Shasta Public Libraries. Join in their free summer reading program for kids, tweens, teens, and adults. Going on all summer long. Help your kids avoid the summer slide and be a reading role model. Read to win prizes like books, gift cards, and a kids' kitchen playset and more. The more you read, the more chances to win. Let your imagination run wild. Read, imagine, learn with Shasta Public Libraries. Sign up online today at summerblast.fun.
Let us brighten up your summer. Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play our
$10,000 Sunny Money Swipe to Win promotion.
Swipe daily for free slot play and prizes.
Weekly drawings every Wednesday at 7, 8, and 9 p.m.
15 winners, $100 free slot play.
5 winners, $500 cash.
Don't miss your chance to win your share of $10,000 and other great prizes. Details at WindRiver.com.
$10,000 Sunny Money Swipe to Win.
You win at Wind River Resort and Casino.
As Shasta County gradually reopens for business, we can all do our part to stop the spread of COVID-19 by wearing a mask when in public. Cloth face coverings help reduce the spread of germs by preventing the release of droplets when someone speaks, coughs, or sneezes. Wash your face covering often, ideally after each use or at least daily. Wash with detergent and hot water and dry on a hot cycle. Here is Shasta County Health Officer Dr. Karen Ramstrom.
Remember, wearing a face covering is not a replacement for physical distancing, frequent hand washing, and staying home when sick. Your mask protects me, and my mask protects you. Together, we can stop the spread.
For more information, including how to make your own cloth face covering, go to ShastaReady.org.
Traveling all across this land, me and you. And we'll end up hand in hand, somewhere down on the sand, just me and you. Just as free.
Good song, Sally.
Free as we'll ever.
Good song, baby. You trying to tell me something?
You're free, Terry. Go away.
No. Something else.
Free as we'll ever.
It's still
be.
Going. I guess you can't hear me sooner. Can you? You're nodding, yes. Your hair looks so nice today.
Thank you. Yeah. It was such a good song. I thought you wanted me to continue.
I did. No, you're great. No. It's great.
All good. It's all good.
I give it about a minute or so and let you talk.
No, you're fine.
Pull it down.
No, you did good. You know, we talked about the meeting, Mark, that we had with the California Rifle Pistol Association with our sheriff. You know, we need to have other counties do that, too. And, you know, particularly in Siskiyou County with John Lopey, I know when we were doing the Rural America traveling with the sheriffs in that, and he was supposed to be the lead constitutional sheriff, and he always was in the forefront, and I'll never forget the John Lopey quote of, well, you know, we've taken an oath to the Constitution to protect our citizenry from the from enemies both foreign and domestic. Unfortunately, they've been mostly domestic at this point, and everybody's clapping and stuff. You know, here's a guy. I would suggest that you guys go into your counties, you go into your sheriff, you go in with 10 or 15 people, kind of like we did, except we had an organization. Maybe you can get the California Pistol and Rifle Association or NRA members or whatever, and you go in and sit down with him, and you film it. And you film it, and you get him on the record. And you film it and say, hey, you know, how come you're not?
I can save you some time. It's already on the record. He's not going to do it. He's never going to do it. He's a politician. He's not a constitutionalist, and he's on his way out, and he doesn't care.
Okay, well, if that's the case, then, I mean, I don't know. What, you know, if that's the case, but other people in other counties need to know it. See, the thing is,
I think the people of all 58 counties already know it.
Well,
no sheriff that has ever issued one of those permits. Yeah. And remember, open carry was not against the law until 2013. It was not against the law. We had the right, the God-given right to open carry all the way up until 2013.
We still do.
So, well, we still have the right
God-given.
To go to jail for exercise.
Right, exactly. But,
you know, so there, that's really the point,
right,
is that there are things that are not against the law. You can go out and sit in your backyard. That is not against the law. You don't need permission to do it. It's just not against the law. And for all of California's history, Spanish rule, Mexican rule, and California state law, or California state legislative hierarchy, it was not against the law to protect yourself and your family up until 2012, when the Black Panthers made Ronald Reagan mad, a champion of liberty. And then in 2013, when little Anthony Porcentino, a Democrat, said you don't need a gun to go buy a cheeseburger. And from then on, California enacted a legislative act that was unconstitutional and unlawful, and all 58 sheriffs fell straight in line, and not one single one of them has bucked that system ever since. Not one. And they are, first and foremost, politicians. That's why no single state agent and no single state actor should ever be in charge of our liberty, because all they have to do is say no.
I'll bet you.
What they've all done.
I'll bet you there aren't 10 people in your county that even knows what a 26-150B2 is. And I think
pretty much, well, everybody I've ever talked to, and I've been to, you know, in front of hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds,
up there
and hundreds
know that.
Of people up here.
And nobody says anything to the sheriff.
Well, no, a lot of people have said things to the sheriff. We've had lots of meetings with the sheriff. And he says, well, my officers would be afraid, or, well, our state partners might be intimidated, or, well, you know, but here's in the end of it, the conversation always starts with well or but. Oh, I support liberty, but, well, you know, we have the issue of the highway patrol. If I issued those permits and you had your gun in the Walmart parking lot, the highway patrol might pour out of their car and they wouldn't know. And, you know, and I've had this discussion with him. Other people have had this discussion with him. Groups have had this discussion with him. He's not going to do it. He's never going to do it. He doesn't have to face another election. He's not going to run again. And he doesn't care about your liberty or anyone else's liberty, just like all 58 sheriffs in California don't care.
Yeah.
And that's why one single person should not be in charge of your liberty, because they do whatever they want. They're not accountable to anyone. There is no right of appeal to a higher state agency, and even if you did have in California, guess what they'd say, because Xavier Becerra, the sheriffs all work for him. They're not the highest law enforcement officer in the state. Xavier Becerra is. And the state Department of Justice does not even have a piece of paper that you can apply for a 26-150B2. That's why I'm suing them. There is no process to gain an open carry permit in California. Nor has one ever been issued, nor will one ever be issued unless we make them or I win the lawsuit. And I have to tell you, it's been over 1 year that lawsuit has been active. It has been 8 months since the judge has heard the oral arguments just in the motion to dismiss and the preliminary injunction whether to stop the state from infringing upon a very clearly written and very simple constitutional guarantee of a God-given right, and the court has done nothing.
Well,
so here's the end, Terry.
Okay.
No one cares about our liberty. The government doesn't care. In fact, they don't want us to have it. They've demonstrated that again and again and again. No politician wants us to have it. None. Not even the supposed conservative who will turn around and vote against the Constitution every opportunity they have. No one wants the people of this state to have liberty except the people themselves.
Well put.
And unless we, and I'm not talking about the people within earshot of this broadcast because they probably already agree with me, unless we the people, and I mean tens of thousands of people, hundreds of thousands of people, are willing to stand and take our liberty back, we will not have it.
That takes us reaching out to other people and talking about that. We have Dick on the line. Dick, what say you, sir?
Take our liberty back. We will.
Dick,
not
you need to turn off your radio.
Us reaching out. I got it off.
Are you there, Dick?
Yeah.
Okay.
How's it going, Dick?
Good. Am I on the air?
You are on the air. Yeah. You have been for 20 minutes.
You know, one thing I was mentioning about this CCW the other night at the California Rifle and Pistol Association when I talked to the sheriff. You know, with this CCW in California, you have to list the gun that you're going to be carrying on that piece of paper. With open carry, you know, it's a right. And if we have to have a piece of paper with a gun on it, it's permission again. So with open carry, you can carry any gun you want because it's a privilege and it's not a permission anymore. So if with open carry, we don't have to have a piece of paper with guns listed on it. Otherwise, it's another permission.
You're right.
So, great. Let's get that going.
You're right then, too, Dick.
You know, we were talking about... Thanks, Dick. Thanks for your call, buddy.
Hey, I'm going to hang up. Thank
okay,
you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
You know, one reason, though, to push the 26-150 B2s and the 155 B2s, which is a police chief giving you permission for that, which God has already given you permission, is that it opens a crack. I'm not opposed to this in fundamentally because it would open a crack where liberty
right.
can poke its narrow little nose through
right.
the door, and hopefully we could push that crack open wider through action by large groups of people or whatever process presents itself. To
How
it
do you get
time.
Large groups of
but,
people unless you're on the Internet, unless you're on Facebook, you get large groups of people. That's why I'm saying when we film these people, Mark, people like Peggy Hall, people in Orange County, people in the Bay Area. We got phone calls all weekend from people down in that area that want liberty. The point is that they don't know that you've talked to your sheriff. They don't know what your sheriff says about this. They don't know the history of here's John Lopey, constitutional sheriff, leader of the rural America, the support rural America movement, and he's not constitutional, and you show him on Facebook, and you show that out there, then they go after their own sheriffs, then they stand up. But if they don't know, and we don't expose this other than just going in and talking to them and keeping it within our own county and our own little area, unless we know this, unless we can broadcast this, and even people that may not be for having a weapon understand that their constitutional rights are being taken, all of them. You made a good point about when you were talking about somebody getting out in front of Walmart. That's a very, very good point. I mean, you know, are they going to stop you now from because somebody's afraid of you having free speech?
Well, they're already stopping you from going to church. I mean, you know, so
the pastors are stopping you from going to church. Let's get that.
So it's the governor. The pastors didn't pull this out of
We've
their
got
ear.
20 churches open in Reading.
We have, you have some.
Yeah, we do.
And every place has some. But the problem is, you don't have that liberty anymore. Pastors like Dave Bryant are making it possible through personal risk. But why is liberty? Why is your liberty in a free state a personal risk? That's
well, it shouldn't
I'm
be.
Asking.
That's the whole point. It shouldn't be.
That's my point.
Right, and that's why Chris Ann has gone out and called these pastors lily-livered pastors. Has gone out there and stood on the limb. She's gone out there and said she went as far as to say they were idolaters because they're saying that the government has more power than God does. I mean, a lot of people are going out there. I know that yesterday on another program on another station. The producer of that program came on and was reading off all the churches that were open today. We're going to a church service tonight in the park, in Caldwell Park, tonight at 7 o'clock. I mean, these guys are opening. Where we used to meet, they just closed their church down again. Now, that's not because of the governor. And, yeah, okay, there's repercussions. There's always repercussions when you fight against tyranny. The point is that these guys are standing up, and guess what? Who has been prosecuted? How many sheriffs or police are actually walking into churches and trying to arrest pastors? Can you say zero? Because that's what's going on in California. But we do. We've got Jimmy on the line. Jimmy, you got to hold on. We're off to a hard break. Mark, stay with us. Jimmy, stay with us. Time has come.
For 51.
Let's get it done.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
This is Ted Leidy with the Northern Firearms Instruction, Personal Protection Tip of the Day. If you have the ability to park in a garage or carport, do it. Criminals identify dark streets and alleys to target unsuspecting victims who are distracted with loading or unloading packages or children. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's the case, give us a call at NFI at 999-1822 or to find and register for one of our popular CCW or other firearm safety courses, visit us online at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Up in the hills of Northern California, we believe America is the home of the brave. What we got is earned by working it and handed out for free. We stand for the flag and pledge our allegiance for the last of a dying breed. Last of a dying breed.
Yes, we are. Last of the dying breed if we don't get this stuff taken care of immediately. Wanted to come back in and just challenge all of us, everybody within the territory of Jefferson and in all 58 counties of the state. If you do have law enforcement, meaning the sheriffs or the chiefs of police, talking about not wanting to move forward with any of our liberties, they need to be filmed. I don't care. And if you have film on them from historical meetings or discussions and so forth, that needs to be shared. We would love to collect that information, and that way we can use it as we need to use it and as we see fit and appropriate. It needs to be shared, because just because one of us or a couple of us have been at these meetings doesn't mean that everybody else is going to know it. They're going to be aware of it. That was until you see it for your own, see it with your own eyes and hear it with your own ears, it's not real, right, for most things. So we need to make sure that we have all that information and we can share it with everybody as we need to, so we can move forward with this. We need to put these people that are restricting our God-given rights on notice that that's unacceptable, and it won't be tolerated anymore. So they need to move forward, and if they're not going to do it, then they need to step aside.
Well put.
They need to go do something else that they're more suited for, because apparently they're not suited for protecting our rights, the sovereign citizens' rights of the entire state of California. So we need to make sure that we move forward with that action.
Jimmy, what say you, sir?
I just got a couple quick comments. As you know, Terry, I was in Arizona about a month and a half ago, and I made it a point to ask one of the law enforcement officers down there, does it intimidate you when you see people open carry? And he looked at me like I was crazy, and he said, no. He says, I think it's great that people carry here. I want people to carry. Number two, if they're worried about them taking up time to respond to people open carrying, all the dispatcher, in my opinion, would have to say is that gun out of its holster? Because if it's in the holster, then it shouldn't be a problem. But if it's out of the holster, then it would be an issue, right?
There you go.
And that would save, you know, a lot of time and confusion, in my own humble opinion. Just like these guys that carry swords around at these Celtic festivals, they can carry that big giant sword, but it has to be in the sheath. If they take it out, then that's an issue. So 911 could save time on that. Anyways, that's my point. Bye.
All right. Thank you, Jimmy. Good point.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Yeah, if people aren't brandishing their weapons, then they're okay, right? I mean, common sense has to play into this somewhere.
Well, if we want to get
whole process, common sense has to prevail.
Well, if we want to get people to get involved, we have to involve people. In other words, we've got to, I mean, again, Peggy Hall is a perfect example. You know, Dr. Cordy Williams, you've got the Freedom Angels, anybody, any group. I don't know if you heard earlier in the program, Mark, we had a guy call us from Contra Costa County. He's a libertarian. He was actually from New Hampshire, and he moved here to the Bay Area, and he wants to move up here, him and a bunch of people, because they believe that we are all talking liberty here. And he said something that I think that echoes what you said a lot of times, and that is that, you know, the state of Jefferson, maybe in this corner of the world, might be our last hope for liberty in a state.
But we'll never know unless we get it done, and you know, that's the rub right there. We will never know that unless we accomplish something.
Right.
Yep, you're absolutely right.
And the way we do that is to get the numbers. And the way we get the numbers is to let people know what's going on when they don't know what's going on. You know, and I think that's been a lot of it. I mean, it was very surprising, you know, that when I talked to this fellow down in the Bay Area, we were talking about the California government in sedition support statement that we have. And I'm just going to read this real quick for people who haven't heard it. And this is a support statement. We have you sign your name, you print your name, excuse me, your signature, and what city. And that means you support this premise. And Mark Baird wrote this, and very well done. California is irreparably broken. Its government formed by the people no longer serves its citizens. California's government is engaged in sedition, United States Code, Title 18, Section 2384, which is fully intended to undermine the United States Constitution and to deprive Californians of their liberty and their property. We, the people, declare California's governor and its government in sedition, and we demand of the United States Congress in Article 4, Section 3, United States Constitutional State Split, to form Jefferson and as many other states as the people in their counties find necessary to restore their liberty. What we have to do is unite everybody around the fact that, as you say, Mark, and you're right about that, 1,000,000,000% right about it, you've always said we lost our liberty. You know, it isn't. We're not trying to keep what's left. We've lost it.
Okay. Hey, we have another caller on the line. I want to go to Jackie. Good morning, Jackie. How are you doing?
Hello.
Hi, Jackie. You're on the air. How are you doing?
Yes. Hi. What I was wondering is, I carried a petition months ago regarding the sanctuary status of the Second Amendment in Shasta County. Whatever happened with that?
Okay, that's a good question, and that was what the California Rifle and Pistol Association were actually doing. That was the crux of the whole meeting here in Shasta County, and it was to do what Siskiyou County has already done.
So what happened?
And nothing so far.
Nothing so far. They were making the resolution that night. They were putting together the resolution, and it's going to be introduced to the Board of Supervisors in Shasta County on the, is it the 21st?
I want to say the 21st.
Tuesday the 21st at 9 a.m.
Yeah.
Did that answer your question, Jackie?
I think she's gone. Okay. Well, anyway, that's what's going to be happening on the 21st.
That's what happened. The 21st, 9 o'clock, Board of Supervisors, people from the California Rifle and Pistol Association will be bringing forth the resolution.
Yes.
And they apparently it's on the agenda.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
We'll see if it stays there.
We'll see if it stays there. So far, Siskiyou County's the only one who's done it, right, Mark?
Yep, that's correct.
Now, when did Siskiyou County actually do that? Do you remember?
It was years ago, like 5 years ago.
Oh, okay. There you go. So this is nothing new in the state of California and in the north for a county to actually have some stones to step up and do something like that. So got to get her done.
I think we're only the second county that's got it on the agenda, aren't we? Siskiyou being the first?
Could be.
You know anything about that, Mark? Has anybody else got those resolutions on the table?
Yep. You guys will be the second. And there are, I don't know, they're in Illinois, there's something like 25 counties that have one. Mm-hmm. And in Virginia, almost all the counties have one. I mean, you know, I don't know what's going on here, but like I said, unless people stand up for their liberties, this is kind of a big job. It's too big for the 100 people that usually do all the work. And it's an individual choice. If you don't want your liberty, all you have to do is nothing because, narrow is the path that leads to salvation because you got to do something. Broad is the path that leads to destruction because all you have to do is nothing.
You know, and I think that, unfortunately, about 75% of the people, maybe more, don't even know they've lost their liberty. I mean, you know, when you brought that to light so well, people say, oh, we need to, keep what's left and, regain what we've lost. Well, we've lost all of it, and I think that's a really good point.
And keep in mind, too, this resolution is the one that Siskiyou did was in 2013. We have somebody on chat telling us what's going on here. And Siskiyou County did it in 2013. And remember, the city of Needles did it in 2019.
Yes.
So a city has actually done it. So if your county won't do it and you have a city that may, then guess what? Let's do it. Get it challenged. I mean, we have cities all over here. Let's get them doing it. You know, as long as they're incorporated, I'm assuming they have to be able to do that.
Well, we'll make sure. And again, it's getting it out there. I mean, when you start cross-pollinating with other counties and cross-pollinating with other groups and cross-pollinating with liberty-minded people who understand what the bottom line is, and that is we've lost our liberty, when you start having that situation, everybody starts working together. The word really starts getting out.
Yep.
I mean, again, we have something called the New Contact Submission, which we get that Sally actually goes through and filters and then sends it off to the specific county about people with questions about Jefferson. 99% of them want to help somehow. We've been getting a ton of stuff in the Bay Area of late.
Yep. Oh, we have another caller on the line real quick. Hey, Leanne, good morning. How are you doing?
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Doing well.
We only have about 2 minutes, so what you got?
Okay. Well, I just wanted to call and let everybody know that's listening that the Five Guys Burgers and Fries here in Redding does serve police officers.
Good.
There was an incident in Alabama where an employee said he would not serve. And so the big thing went through the whole, it made the national news. And apparently Five Guys is being treated unfairly and people are coming in and being mean to their employees and had one of the girls in there crying. So I just want everybody to know that we do serve cops in this town, the Five Guys. So, to lay off.
Good point.
No kidding.
Franchisees that are local that own it, and they have nothing to do with it. And the manager says that a lot of the people that come in there are police officers and that they do support them.
Good.
They're big supporters of the police. And also there's another rumor going around that they are no longer taking cash, which is also a not true rumor. So I just wanted to clear those two things up. Please eat at Five Guys Burgers and Fries.
Thanks for the information.
I'm a family member of the manager, and it's just been really bad the last few days. So I just wanted to put that out there. My mom suggested I call this
the show and let you know.
Well, we appreciate
thank you so much.
Thanks Leanne.
Mark, we
thank you.
You bet. Thanks, Leanne. Mark, we've got a minute left. Kemosabe, bring us home.
A little bit less than a minute.
It's time to stand. It's halftime. You know, we've already had our liberty taken. Gavin Newsom, the king of California, and his criminal legislature have done this to us. We're the only ones that can stop it, but everybody, you got to stand before it's too late, and it's almost too late now. The time has come for 51.
Yeah, let's get the word out. Let's get the word out, Susie Q. Right on, Q girl. Time has come
for 51.
Let's get it done.
Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.